time beneath my toes. The beats gives a feeling and a deep feeling. I believe in the faith that grows, and the four chords can make me cry. When I'm with you, I feel like I could die, and that would be alright, alright. And when the plague came in, she said she was crossing. The velvet ribbons in the sea, we tripped on the earth to feel alive. And now I'm struggling to survive those days you were wearing that velvet dress. You're the priestess, I must confess, those little red panties, they passed the test. Plus up around the belly, face down on the mattress, one. And you hold me, we are broken.
My name is Alana. This is The Raw, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm coming at you today with some 90s, couple of 2000s songs. I thought I would switch it up from my last two shows, which were exclusively Irish music. Probably like 50% about the IRA specifically. And I thought maybe, even though the show is in fact called The Raw, I would switch it up today. But honestly, guys, like, I can't stop listening to the Wolf Tones. I'm not playing any of the Wolf Tones today. But like, I was in the gym with my friend yesterday, and I was showing her how to do like an upper body workout. And I only had one AirPod in because I wanted to be able to talk to her and stuff. But every time it would be time for my set, I would turn on my music so I could, like, you know, really focus on that mind-muscle connection. And she was like, oh, what are you listening to? What are you listening to? I was like, The Rifles of the IRA by the Wolftones. That's what I'm listening to. So we're going to listen to some songs that I quite like. I haven't been listening to. Maybe this will, like, re-inspire me to, like, get back into something else. Anyway, you just heard Semi-Charmed Life by Third Eye Blind. I can't say I know any other Third Eye Blind song. Fun fact, I didn't know this till last week. That song's, like, low-key about crystal meth, which is crazy. Not low-key. They actually say the words in the song, if you look at the lyrics. I was looking at the lyrics because I saw an Instagram reel where someone was like, I've been listening to this song for close to 30 years. It's a 1997 release, but they were performing it for a few years before they, like, released it with a label. And she was like, I've been listening to this song literally my whole life. I still don't know the lyrics. So I was like, you know what? Let me take a peek at these. And, yeah, definitely about illicit drug use. That's okay, though. Anyway, Next up, I have a couple Sheryl Crow songs for you. One of my personal favorite Sheryl Crow songs, this is Soak Up the Sun.
Soak up the sun. I'm gonna tell everyone to Oh,
You just heard If It Makes You Happy by Sheryl Crow. That was a 1996 release off of her self-titled album. Not to be confused with her 1993 first album, something like Nightclub on a Tuesday. I don't know. Anyway, moving on. Well, no, let's not move on. If It Makes You Happy is, I think at least, a really powerful song. Really well done. I was just reading up on it mere minutes ago, and I didn't know this, but it was written about Crow's friend who died by suicide and in 1996. But then over the like pandemic era, she like reperformed it a lot, and it kind of took on a new meaning, which I think is pretty cool. From the same era, I'm going to play two songs off of No Doubt's third studio album, Tragic Kingdom. This is a 1995 release. I'll talk a little bit more about it after the songs play. First up, we have probably my favorite song off the album. This is Just a Girl.
Take this pink ribbon off my eyes. I'm exposed, and it's no big surprise. Don't you think I know exactly where I stand? This world is forcing me to hold your hand. 'Cause I'm just a girl, a little lonely. Well, don't let me out of your sight. Oh, I'm just a girl, already at fatigue. So don't let me have any rights. Oh,
You just heard Don't Speak, also off of that 95 album by No Doubt, Tragic Kingdom. What's, I think, most tragic about No Doubt is Gwen Stefani's Fall From Grace. So both of those songs, the lead singer was Gwen Stefani. Really good job, I would say, on those two. But in recent decades, she's not been making many bangers. And I would actually plead to Gwen Stefani is, like, girl, don't speak. Because now when she opens her mouth, it's just like, I don't know, not to get political. Speaking of speaking, let's have a moment for a PSA about learning and vocabulary. Children are naturally curious. They're born learning, so follow their lead. What does your child like about riding in the car? Singing along to the radio music, counting trucks, or watching the traffic light change color? Talk with your child about what's going on around the car, and it becomes a learning moment. And when you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. Learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org, a public service announcement brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So while No Doubt was releasing Tragic Kingdom, Oasis, a British band, were also cooking something up in the studio. They were cooking up their 1995, actually, Tragic Kingdom and this next album that I'm going to play a couple songs from, What's the Story, Morning Glory, were released in the same month, which is very interesting. Same exact era, moment in time. Next up, we have Don't Look Back in Anger by Oasis.
You said that you've never been, but all the things that
today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
Broken. everything feels like the movies. Yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive.
You just heard Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls. That song is from their 1998 album, Dizzy Up the Girl. But it kind of rose to great acclaim, actually, reaching 5X platinum status. I don't know. AI overview sometimes lies. Sounds about right, though. Pretty good song. It really, like, launched their album, Dizzy Up the Girl, into, like, success. Anyway, I've never seen City of Angels. Should I watch it? Is it good? I don't know. Dad, if you're listening, let me know if I should watch that movie. Before that, you heard Wonderwall by Oasis, also off of that 1995 album, What's the Story, Morning Glory. Pretty good classic song. They do this, like, little cough at the beginning. I quite like that when musicians, like, do fun things with sound. Like, that doesn't really count as, like, perhaps an instrument. I have two more songs. Yeah, two more for you this hour. I have to, like, pop out a little bit early because I said I would meet a friend at 1. So you're going to be hearing some hits from Automation. But the last two songs are off of the Cranberries' debut album released in 1993. Everybody else is doing it, so why can't we? It's a great question, the Cranberries. Obviously, I had to play some Irish music because it would have been so weird if I didn't, because why would I do that? First up, we have Dreams. Pretty good one.
Thank you.
You just heard Linger by the Cranberries off of that same debut album. Everybody's doing it, so why can't we? That's all I have for you today. Like I said, I have to pop out just a couple minutes early. But of course not without a short story about the Cranberries. My senior year of high school, I was in this art class, and we were not allowed to like listen to music on our headphones because the teacher was like, no, like we have to be connected. And she was like so right about that. And so what we were allowed to do was like plug in a computer to, there was like a TV speaker and we could play music. And she had to step out for whatever reason. And historically it was like her computer, and we would just like ask her to cue songs on Spotify, but because she had to step out and she didn't want to give us free range of her computer, which was like totally fair, she was like, yo, Alana, do you want to plug it in your computer? And I was like, dog, yes. And she was like, okay, everyone, Alana's in charge. And I was like, yeah, I'm in charge, whatever. And so I start playing the Cranberries, probably that exact album. And this girl goes, I don't like the Cranberries. What? Anyway, I don't know about that. So that interaction actually made me like the Cranberries more. So that was pretty cool. Anyway, you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Alana. This has been The Raw. I don't know when I'm going to be back. We get the new schedule probably sometime this weekend, and then I'll know when my weekly spot is. But shout out to Joe, our production like manager. She's crazy for taking on such a job, but she does a really good job and she makes the schedule, and that's really hard. So yeah, thank you, Joe. Yeah, I'm going to put on automation. Everyone, have a blissful day.
Acid dripping, silver spinning, scrape inside my head. She's living, breathing, unreal being who lives inside my head.
WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM WMFO.
On 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.